Will You Go Away? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. I feel a little squirmy when I hear an American politician say he might not accept the results of the election if he loses. To hear the president hedging his answer, on the same weekend we saw unlabeled federal combatants grabbing protesters in Portland, feels a little like waking up in Venezuela. First of all, I don't know why journalists even ask a question like, would you accept the results if you lose? It makes it sound like there's an option. And it's too vague. We need to know what it means not to accept the outcome. If it means pushing for a recount in a close race, no problem. If it means storming off and writing a terrifying op-ed, fine. But if it means raising an army and storming the Capitol, I realize it might get your name on a military base, but I'd have a problem with that. We need to ask a more specific question, such as, sir, will you trust the states to count the votes accurately? And if you lose in the Electoral College, will you go away quietly? That's what we want to know. I don't want Trump declaring a rigged election and refusing to leave, nor do I want Biden claiming Russian interference and filling the streets with protesters. I would just ask that the candidates tell us what the ground rules are going into this election. I'm not going to judge them for wanting to win. I just want to feel for how many sacks of rice to stock in the post-election bunker. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.